Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
My story, it was also very dark. A broken marriage when I was like 8 years old, my family fell apart. So I was a little kid there. I mean, my father and my mom just hated each other. Like their entire lives, my entire lives, they just absolutely despised each other. So growing up like that was very difficult. 14 years old, becoming a drug addict, becoming a criminal. Like it was a complete mess. So what we are today, it's still surreal. We're not supposed to be so successful and have so many amazing things going on. And we're still alive with bodies that are healthy and we're surviving. Wow, incredible. And to be 100% clear, it's not about money in the bank accounts. Like it really isn't. When I talk about this subject of success, I don't mean like I got more money than you. Could be that I got more money than you, but it really isn't that. I'm just happy. I got fulfillment. I enjoy my life. For me, it's not about money. It's about just enjoying every step of the way what we're doing and living life to our fullest and creating an impact in the lives of other people. And that's how we get to win the game of life. The game of life is about, am I actually doing what I want to do? Am I actually not doing what I don't want to do? Okay, great. That's success. When I have to wake up every day and I have to drag myself to work, then I'm not winning. I'm not enjoying my life. I'm not winning. When I have a family that's broken, I'm not winning. When I have like partners that I hate and I'm tied to them legally because we built corporations together, I'm not winning. The game of life is about enjoying what you're doing every single day. And we wake up motivated every day and excited because it's just fun. My kids enjoy still today playing Fortnite until like 1 a.m. I enjoy playing the game of business until 1 or 2 a.m. This is our game. Winning in this game is the game itself. Now, in order for you to get on this path, there's certain things that need to happen. There's always more. How can we do more? How can you discover potential that you didn't really even believe you had? Like beyond your wildest dreams. It's like myself. Like I have right now, what I have right now is just, it's ridiculous. Like I have real estate and businesses and hundreds of employees and massive things going on. And I'm like, wow, it's absolutely incredible what I get to do every single day. And I get to play with the game with people like Tom Cummins, the Trish Duggins of the world, the Nancy Carvers of the world, people like Grant Cardone, et cetera. I get to work with a lot of these guys consistently because I happen to enjoy the game that they also happen to appreciate, and it's all magical. So how did I get here? I myself did not go to college. I hated absolutely everything connected to study. I didn't really know that I had any potential to do anything because I always wanted stuff. I wanted to be able to afford a quality lifestyle. I didn't want to put the work behind it. Seriously, I wish I could tell you I was joking, but I used to think, maybe one day, I get an inheritance somewhere. Like, who knows? Maybe I can enjoy. Like, there was no belief in my ability to create my success. And I'm not talking about I had a little bit of belief. I had literally zero belief. The main reason why is because the system that I grew up in, there was an agreement across the entire system that if you did not walk on that system, schools, universities, colleges, processes, etc., you are not going to make it unless you become a drug addict, criminal, narco, right? Like now you can start making money by selling drugs. It was 2008 that we launched our first business. This business is going to do $80 million this year. For the first 7 years, it was not really doing that well. It's called Natural Slam. We have our headquarters in Largo. If anybody has gone to Attention Grabbing Media, it's on the same building. And we built an incredible company, built on marketing, built on this digital platform, social media, never brought in any outside investors. We just figured it out on the way. Like I can tell you for 7 years, our babysitter, because we were growing a family along the way, was making more money than what we were making. And sometimes my wife and I would look at each other and be like, is it worth it? And we're like, yes, it is. Let's keep on building, keep on going. Until you decided that you were capable of doing something, you were not going to be able to do it. So here's the thing. No matter where you are at, there's something higher up. We just got to understand that. There's something that is maybe unreal at this point, that you can accomplish if you put yourself on that path. It's absolutely real that you have more growth to accomplish. I'm always pushing for more growth. Always, always pushing. There's always more that we can accomplish. Agree that we can do more. Agree that we can be better. And agree that whatever your vision is for yourself is real.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.